In 2003, Luke Gillespie released his first CD as a leader, Footprints. And though he's appeared on many other projects since then as a sideman, a busy teaching and performing schedule has made doing a follow-up of his own difficult. Now he has a new CD out called Live at the Station, recorded at the former Bloomington club Jazz at the Station. But it actually came about by accident.
We had no idea we were making a CD. We didn't go into the gig with that in mind at all. And in fact, Jason Tiemann, the drummer, he has this little, what do you call it, Adderall machine? I mean, it's just a little bitty box, you know. And he put it on the piano just to record it, just for fun. And we had no arrangements. We had no rehearsal. We didn't even know what tunes we were going to play. And in fact, I didn't know what tune I was going to play even after I started playing. In fact, I guess was doodling here and there, and I thought, oh, well, okay, let's try Con Alma, and then they joined in. So, it's like a jam session.
Luke Gillespie Trio with Jeremy Allen on bass and Jason Tiemann on drums performing Con Alma from Live at the Station. Gillespie says that all of the tunes on the CD came about the same way, with Gillespie deciding on the song as he began to play and the other musicians joining in.
Sometimes it took us a little while to get going. It's like, you know, turning engine of an old car, and it just turns over. You know, finally, after a little bit, it finally turns over, you know. And so, oh yeah, this is the tune. Okay, let's play.
After the members of the trio listened back to the recording, they agreed that the performance had gone exceptionally well, and eventually they had Mark Hood at Bloomington's Echo Park studio master it for release. Gillespie says there are benefits to making a live, unplanned recording.
The constraints of recording are, I think, across the board, similar for everyone. Sometimes people are a little bit more conservative in a studio setting. They don't take as many risks. And you can do that in a live setting, and if it doesn't work, well, so what? It's not going to remain out there for everyone to hear for 100 years, you know?
Gillespie cites the end of the trio's performance of Have You Met Miss Jones as an example of a live, spontaneous development in the music.
We're just simply listening to each other and looking at each other, and I still don't exactly know how how we did it, you know, who started it or whatever, but somehow we just slowly got into the Imajimal Poinciana groove at the end of Have You Met Miss Jones, and we just vamped on that for a while. You know, I mean, that's something that you don't plan.
Luke Gillespie Trio performing Have You Met Miss Jones with Jeremy Allen on bass and Jason Tiemann on drums from the CD Live at the Station. The CD also includes a hard-swinging version of Dexter Gordon's Cheesecake. Thank you. Luke Gillespie Trio performing Dexter Gordon's Cheesecake from Live at the Station. Gillespie says he hopes to do more recordings with his trio in the future.
I mean, if we do something like this again, in fact, we would like to do another trio album sometime within the year. I think we'll have some things that are arranged and, you know, we'll rehearse some stuff.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm David Brent Johnson.